PNC Maverick with Craig Pretzinger. Fuel for your mind and agency in under 5 minutes.
What's up, PNC Mavericks? Craig Pretzinger here, and today we're tackling one of the most controversial and often misunderstood laws from Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power, Law Number 15, which boldly states, crush your enemy totally. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Crush my enemy? Craig, that sounds a bit extreme. I thought we were in the business of building relationships, not destroying them. And you're absolutely right. The language of this law can be off-putting and even a bit dangerous if taken too literally or too far. But here's the thing. Competition is a reality of our industry and of business in general. Whether we like it or not, there will always be other agents, brokers, and carriers vying for the same clients, market share, and resources that we are. And in that competitive landscape, there are times when we need to be bold, decisive, and even a bit ruthless in order to protect and grow what we've built. Now, I want to be very clear. I am not advocating for unethical or illegal tactics. I'm not suggesting that we should seek to destroy our competitors' livelihoods or reputations. And I'm certainly not saying that we should ever compromise our own values or integrity in the pursuit of success. But what I am saying is that we need to be strategic, proactive, and willing to take bold action when necessary to outperform our competition and establish ourselves as the clear leaders in our markets. That means deeply understanding our competitors' strengths, weaknesses, and vulnerabilities. It means identifying our own unique differentiators and value propositions and being able to articulate them clearly and convincingly to our target audiences. It means being willing to invest in innovation, take calculated risks, and make tough decisions to stay ahead of the curve and deliver superior value to our clients.
Yeah.
And yes, it may even mean being willing to go head-to-head with a competitor in a fair but fierce battle for a key account or a strategic partnership. But here's the key. We can do all of those things in a way that is ethical, respectful, and ultimately beneficial to our industry as a whole. We can outperform our competition by being smarter, more agile, and more client-focused, not by engaging in dirty tricks or cutthroat tactics. We can win new business and grow our market share by delivering genuine value and building long-term relationships, not by tearing others down or burning bridges. And we can establish ourselves as thought leaders and change makers by uplifting our entire industry and creating win-win opportunities for all stakeholders, not by hoarding resources or blocking progress. So, how can we navigate this delicate balance? How can we crush our competition in a way that feels both strategically bold and ethically sound? Here are a few principles to keep in mind. Play the long game. While it may be tempting to go for the quick win or the flashy move, true success in this industry comes from building sustainable competitive advantages over time. Focus on developing deep expertise, unparalleled service, and genuine relationships that will stand the test of time and market fluctuations. Be transparent and fair. There's nothing wrong with being competitive, but it's important to do so in a way that is transparent, above board, and respectful of others. Don't engage in deceptive or manipulative tactics, and always err on the side of over-communicating and collaborating with your competitors when possible. Focus on your own game. While it's important to stay informed about your competition, don't let them dictate your every move or distract you from your own goals and values. Keep your eyes on your own paper, double down on your unique strengths and passions, and trust that your authentic, client-focused approach will ultimately win the day. Embrace abundance. It's easy to fall into a scarcity mindset when it comes to competition, viewing every win for someone else as a loss for yourself. But the reality is there is plenty of opportunity to go around in this massive, growing industry. Focus on expanding the pie and creating value for all, rather than fighting over a shrinking slice. Stay humble and hungry. No matter how successful you become or how thoroughly you outperform your competition, never let it go to your head or make you complacent. Stay grounded in your values, connected to your clients and colleagues, and always pushing yourself to learn, grow, and innovate. The moment you think you've arrived is the moment you start to lose your edge. By keeping these principles in mind and approaching competition with a spirit of strategic boldness, ethical integrity, and ultimate service to your clients and industry, you'll be amazed at how much more fulfilling and sustainable your success will be. Because here's the thing, crushing your competition isn't about destroying others. It's about uplifting yourself, your team, and your entire stakeholder ecosystem to a higher level of performance, impact, and shared success. It's about being the best version of yourself and inspiring others to do the same. It's about driving innovation, raising standards, and expanding what's possible for everyone in our industry. And when you approach it from that perspective, there's no limit to the positive change you can create, the value you can deliver, or the legacy you can leave. So my challenge to you, PNC Mavericks, is to embrace the spirit of law number 15 in a way that aligns with your highest values and aspirations. Be bold, be strategic, and be willing to take decisive action to outperform your competition and establish yourself as a leader in your field. But always do so in a way that builds trust, creates value, and makes our entire industry stronger and more successful in the long run. Because when we compete in a way that brings out the best in ourselves and others, that's when we all win. That's when we create a rising tide that lifts all boats and a brighter future for generations of insurance professionals to come. So go out there and start crushing it, my friends. Not in a way that diminishes others, but in a way that elevates us all to new heights of excellence, impact, and shared success. As always, keep pushing boundaries, keep questioning the status quo, and keep being the maverick that you are. I believe in you, and I can't wait to see the incredible things you'll achieve. Until next time, this is Craig Pretzinger signing off. Hey there, want to hear more? Join me with my co-host buddy Jason Feltman at the Insurance Dudes podcast or the Insurance Dudes website over at dubdot.theidudes.com. Please, if you liked what you heard, click subscribe and you'll get the newest episode each time.